Yeah, that was one of the issues I had when I went to get a Motorola. It's like I wanted a Motorola that did it all because that's kind of how the APX is. It does VHF, UHF, and 7800 MHz. And so I wanted a Motorola DMR radio that did at least VHF and UHF. But there's not one in existence that does that. And I kind of thought I would buy the one you're looking at. And I think I told Wally that I would give Motorola some time to get their act together and make one. And he basically said that he doesn't think that they will, and that they're more of a business radio, and that you wouldn't probably get one that either does VHF or one that does UHF. And that they're not going to make a dual bander because it doesn't really fit into the business model. You know, businesses are just going to get a single band and make that their radio for their entire staff, and there's no need for a VHF, UHF dual bander. And so I think that's why Motorola doesn't do any, there's not one DMR radio that's VHF and UHF on the DMR side. And I don't even think the repeaters are either, which surprises me a little bit too. But definitely there's no HTs that do it. And so I wouldn't be too surprised if, you know, you run into that with other manufacturers. But I do think it's really nice to have something that can do both. But I don't know. I guess that's what they say about, you know, what do they say? It's like it's like when you can do it all, but you're a master of nothing. You know, like you're a jack of all trades, but master of none. That's what it is. And so that's kind of probably how, you know, BTEC or a similar dual band radio is it's it can do it all, but it's not the best at any one of them. But if it works, then you really can't complain. So I don't know.